Hi, everybody. It's Alan Fine, and I'm here with Peter Valitis, who's the Senior Vice President of Airline Relations for Internova. He is here to talk to us about a subject dear to our hearts, air travel, at a time when not only planes are flying, but viruses. And this is Insider Travel Report.
So this is where it goes back to the data and information. In today's world, the travel advisor / trip coordinator, you now have to think as a travel advisor, you have to think of every step of the way. First, the emotional decision between the traveler and their family.
You're not just a travel advisor anymore, you're also a health consultant.
Yes, and you have to be careful that you want to give the traveler all the facts and let them make the decision. You can't make the decision for them unless you want to end up with the liability, and you don't want the liability.
And speaking about that, should travel advisors be giving a form to sign about liability?
That's an interesting point. Yes. I do think that Mark Pestron and others have put out some good information on that. I do think in today's environment that a travel advisor must seriously consider putting out a waiver to their customers to say, please go ahead and sign this. Because, look, you can plan the best trip. And what many advisors forget to do, what happens if your customer is on a trip and they get sick? Have you made arrangements? Have you discussed this? Do you have a plan B? Is there a medical evacuation? What have you done? So not only do you have to, in today's environment, figure out where are you going to go? What's still left open? Europe is not, although we're hoping it's going to open up because some countries are starting to bulk. Europe is not open.
Right now you got Mexico, you got the islands.
Puerto Rico, which will do very well. However, Texas, that whole Florida down to the Panhandle, which we thought would be popular. Governor Cuomo, as far as us, we're here in New York. Governor Cuomo has a quarantine on Florida and Texas and seven other states. But then there's 30 states in the country that are moving up on their COVID. So that will play into, do I really want to travel? I'm safe here. If I'm in a rural area, if I have a pool in my backyard, do I really want to go away? Why don't I just stay here where it's safe? But if I do want to go away, you have the responsibility as an advisor to give them all the facts. The airlines have a responsibility to follow the guidance from the CDC and strongly put in all the procedures they have to make everyone on that plane have a mask, to make sure the bathrooms are clean, to give them water. They're doing the water bags. I've seen on Delta and United, they do a really nice job. Give them a little food kit. But guys, honestly, if you're going to travel and you think you're going to eat on a plane, buy a bag of snacks. Buy your own. Literally, just buy your own. Bring your own on. I mean, I don't think anybody says, boy, I want to take a flight because I want to eat airplane food. If you do, please email me. I'd really like to hear that person.
Right.
Not to knock it. The food ain't bad, but literally just bring your own. Be safe. I truly think if you're going to take a long trip, check your bag. You don't want to touch the overhead. Just put everything in there. You'll get to the other end. So I think what we're discussing in all this is that a myriad of things that, yes, the airlines have a responsibility to work with the airports to make sure it's a safe, clean environment. The government has a responsibility to make sure Homeland and the TSA, which is part of that, secures the airport not only from any and all threats, but now you have a new threat, and that's the pandemic. And it's their responsibility. It's their responsibility to put whatever it is. I mean, we saw this machine in Hong Kong. It's like a kind of body spray where you just kind of walk through and it disinfects. If you look at what Abu Dhabi Airport's doing, where they have the person with the scanner and the glasses, it kind of looks like something out of Star Trek. And, you know, we need to invest in money and technology to change this. I will tell you this. There are many countries, and one of them that Greece, which had one of the lowest COVID cases and one of the lowest deaths in the world, considering where they were next to two countries, one, Turkey, that's still trying to, you know, flatten their curve and they're having a big problem, and Italy, which has done a fantastic job and now is a lot more safe than even the United States. And Greece, that was stuck in the middle with all its issues, they had a great job of tracking people. They did over the cell phone. You wanted to go out of your house, you send an SMS to the government saying, I'm going shopping. They'd send it back. You have 2 hours, and they knew where you were. We are behind on all those things.
We want our freedoms. So what have we been hearing about with American Airlines and their follow through on this?
Okay. So again, American Airlines, just like United, said they would try to social distance, but there was no guarantee. They also would send out text messages or emails and let you know that the plane is full and do you want to swap to another flight, if you want to change to another flight. In today's environment, that's very difficult to do because there's not a lot of flights. Two, if you're taking a trip today, you kind of plan the whole thing out. You plan who's going to pick you up on the other end, or if you have a car, where you go in the hotel. No one just says, I'm going and I'm winging it, right? Those days are not happening today. So American, come July, will probably be the biggest domestic carrier in the United States. They're adding over 1,000 new flights. And I think they want to be transparent and honest and say that, you know what, we're going to book to full capacity starting this week. Because they understand, they want to be honest. They're going to say, look, they don't want to take the financial hit of rolling out more planes. So to understand the difference, Delta has made the commitment if the plane full is full, they will put out another piece of equipment, right? American has said, I'm not doing that. I which is a statement to what they believe is the safety of the plane. And let's be honest, we've had no COVID case traced back to a flight. They might have been, they might have not. There's been nothing traced back. I have new planes. They have a lot of A320s flying around. The ones that are in the air, they have filters. They have the HEPA filters. They have and if you've seen how they disinfect the plane with the static, I mean, that thing is really cool how it just.
Yeah, we've been showing it on videos, yeah.
So in their mind, my terminals are clean. We really don't have that high capacity. And they can't take the loss.
It's going to come down to they're going to have to train the public to agree with their feelings about how safe it is. And the public is going to have to make a decision, and they'll vote the way they always vote.
Yes.
Which is, who will they buy their ticket from?
We have to be honest with the traveling public. The airlines have spent millions of dollars, whether they've teamed up with the Mayo Institute, Clorox, the disinfectant companies.
Right.
I personally went to the airports. I saw the machines. They saw the foggers, the anti-static. All that is everywhere. I mean, you have, matter of fact, if I had a bigger bag up in Boston, there were so many Clorox wipes, I could have made a fortune by taking a whole box and bringing them to New York where you can't get any.
Right.
But I'm telling you, there is,
like a New Yorker.
Yeah, I am by nature a cautious person. I traveled my whole life, right? But I felt, honestly, I did feel comfortable because I understood the technology behind what they did. So I in a way, I applaud American Airlines for being honest and transparent, because if the airlines will survive, and folks, let's fully understand, this is a matter of survival. This is not how do I make my stock price go up. This is a matter is what airlines will be in 2021, 2022. If you look at IATA's projections, IATA doesn't have back to 19 levels for 2 to 3 years and a growth in the industry, a 5% growth till 2025. And we're in 2020 here. So I applaud America. I really, and some people might disagree, but let's be honest to the customer. Because I'll tell you what, international carriers, when they start flying, they're not going to social distance. The European carriers, they're going to pack in as many people as they can on the plane. So let's just be, you know what, Delta's great. Delta's the kind of airline that their philosophy, hearts and minds and souls, and they want to roll out another plane, and that's fine. But United and American, they made their decision to go a different way. I applaud all three. All three are fine. What I want to leave to the travel advisor is that in today's environment, the airlines have done the best they can to make everything clean, disinfect. And the key, as I've said, is if you wear a mask and don't put your hands in your mouth, because how does COVID get into you? Your mouth, your nose, and your eyes. So, and if you're the type that touches your face, put on a pair of gloves. Just put on a pair of gloves. And if we don't, as travel advisors, relay that at least that part of the trip is as safe as can be in this environment. We're not going to get travel starting yet, because if we can get them on planes and where they want to go, and they get in a van and then they go to a villa, they go to some place that's out in the air, because we all know outdoors there's less transmission. We also know the heat kills it. Now remember, although the cases of COVID are increasing, the numbers that I really watch is how many are perishing, and those who pass away, what is the demographic, their age group, and what percentage is in the hospital? Because if you had 100 beds and only 10 were empty and 10 went to COVID, true statement, we're full, but we're not full with COVID. And we find there's such a disconnect with the information going out there, and we're constantly trying to help advisors sending out, look, and we ask those tough questions too to tourist boards. We're on the phone with ministers and tourist boards all the time to say, I want accurate information. Because again, at Internova, three times a day we put out emails to tell everybody what's going on, in addition to all the special alerts.
So let's get down to brass tacks. From the travel advisor point of view, how will travel advisors set client expectations? What are the new rules? What's the new normal? How should a travel advisor tell a client to pack? What is it that they should be saying right now?
So first, I fully understand that most of our travel advisors are now probably on the third month of no income or very little income, right? So I get that. You have to balance to how hard do I sell somebody to go on a trip with putting food on my table. But remember one thing. As hard as it is, we have to be honest and transparent. We really do. I think if you're a small agency and you're not affiliate with a bigger organization, and I'm not making it a commercial for Travel Leaders or Internova. I'm being honest. Reach out and look to see affiliate with somebody who's going to give you the data that you need to be transparent. As it relates to your clients, most people know their clients. They've had them for years, right? So make sure your client has no underlying health situation. Make sure they're comfortable to go on the trip. Broach the conversation saying, look, it's summer. Do you think you want to go away? Or do we take advantage and book for festive season? Do we book for next spring? That way you get some income coming in and you protect yourself, because hopefully by then we'll be past it. So the first is arm yourself with what are the restrictions and documentations and where you may or may not want to send your customer. Find out if your customer has a passport. As we know, the passport office recently opened up. They're claiming delays up to 3 or 4 months. So no sense in pitching them to go to Mexico if they can't get into Mexico. So feel out, have an honest conversation with the apprehension level that your customer may or may not have.
That's a great big picture and a great strategy to follow. But then the minutia, the granular part, I mean, not a lot of people have had the experience you've had that you've actually flown. I mean, what are the particulars that we still don't know yet about actually going to the airport?
That's true. So here are a few things we need to advise the customer. One, don't pack bulky. Okay? So if you're either have a small carry-on, you know, a backpack or a little bag, and that's it, right? Don't pack bulky. No flip-flops. Put on a pair of socks. Put on long pants. No shorts. You know, least skin exposed as possible, right? So dress accordingly to get on the plane. Second, if you want to bring in your carry-on, don't try to put everything in the kitchen sink to shove it in the overhead because you want to save the $30, $40, right? Pay the money, check your bag in. You'll be a lot happier, folks, because, look, you'll go to the airport, you're going to check your bag in. It's going to go in underneath. Now you're walking through TSA and security with just a little bag. No one to touch, whatever. You stay by yourself. You get in your – you sit in your seat. You can put the bag on your lap if you want to touch the overhead. Matter of fact, certain airlines such as Emirates won't allow you to put anything in the overhead. They'll tell you no carry-on. They just want to keep it closed. Less touch point. So think of this, less touch point. But it makes it easier. Dress accordingly, because when you arrive at the other end, and you should have your own hand sanitizer. If not, the airlines will give you little packets. They have them. When you arrive at the other end, and you get out, you're going to keep your mask on. Keep your mask on. You're going to go through till you get to your hotel, and depending on what country you are, right? If you're in a car, you don't know who this driver is. You have no idea who this driver is. He can tell you whatever he wants. Unless he's your relative and you trust him, keep your mask on. Don't touch. Then when you get to the hotel, look, hotels have done a great job in disinfecting, sealing rooms, all sorts of stuff. The truth of the matter is, if no one has used the room for 2 or 3 days, it's fine anyway. The minute you go inside your room, go to the bathroom, take your clothes off, take a shower. Before you take your mask off, and this is very important, you don't touch your mask till you wash your hands, folks, unless you're going to throw the mask in the garbage. But if it's an N95 and you want to keep it again, wash your hands before you touch your mask. You wash your hands, you take your mask off, take your clothes off, take a shower. Take all those clothes, throw them in a plastic bag, bring them home, wash them when you get home. Or if you want to do it there, it doesn't matter, 2 to 3 days, it's over. You have to walk every step and then enjoy your vacation where you are. Now, wherever you go.
After all that, enjoy your vacation.
Yeah, that's so great. Well,
tremendous information. We really need that.
It's true. And on a plane, if you're the one who's going to snack, buy your own snacks. Do you really want those little snacks on the plane? Come on. They're loaded with sugar and salt. Buy your own. No. Buy your own. You'll get the water. That's fine. You get a bottle of water, drink your water. It's fine. You know what? If you're a little nervous, you don't want to use the bathroom, you know, you should drink water so you don't dehydrate. You'll be fine. Everything is pretty clean. But don't take off your shoes on a plane. I can't stand when people do that. You shouldn't do it on a normal basis. You put on your clothes. You have your socks. You have your shoes. You know what? It's not going to kill you for 3 hours, 4 hours. Even if you go long haul, 10 hours. Just sit in your seat, put your mask on, go to sleep.
Thank you, Daddy, for that advice.
Well,
no, but now what about the road warriors? And we got our laptops and we've got all our cords and our, you know, yes. It's just more to think about and more to worry about.
Well, no, because look, here, all right? I got the thing.
I know, the background.
Okay, there you go.
Right, I have one of those.
All right, so you put your cords, you put everything in your nice knapsack.
Don't just leave it on your lap the whole day.
That's all.
You're fine. The whole flight.
Yeah, look, if you want to put in the overhead, it's all right. But again, remember one thing. Think of it this way. You've left the security of your house, so now you're in the open area. So don't put your hands to your mouth. Don't rub your eyes. Don't blow your nose. Leave your hands away from your face. And then when you get to where you have to go, you take out a wipe. You want to wipe down your bag, wash your hands. You're really good to go, folks.
Peter, I want to thank you for talking to us. This is really, really valuable information. And thank you for being the guinea pig on going on that trip, those two trips.
Listen, Alan, I want to thank you because the message I want to leave out to the travel advisors, we're all fighting for the survival of our industry. We are the ones that our customers trust. Let's be honest. Our customers don't trust click, click, click on the internet. They trust picking up the phone and calling Travel Advisor. So be transparent, be honest, and give them the information and make sure you have that information. And if you can't get that information, you know what? Reach out to me and I'll tell you how to join one of our organizations. And look, go out and find someone to affiliate with. You can't be alone these days. You won't survive, folks. It's not going to get better for a long time. Sorry to say that, but it's not. Thank you, Alan.
Peter, thank you. And this is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.